My dearly beloved in Christ, today's epistle begins with the words of St. Paul, "Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." And these words are also found at the beginning of the introit of the Mass, which the word rejoice in Latin is Gaudete. And so this Sunday is referred to as Gaudete Sunday. But it has this note, this theme of joy. And that is very, very important for us, because there are many people who imagine, who will might say to you even, well, I might become a traditional Catholic, but if I did, I would be condemning myself to live a miserable life because you do penance and you say your rosaries every day and you try and avoid the world and occasions of sin, and your life must be very unhappy. And this is what people think if they don't say it. Many people believe or recognize that we have the true faith, but they don't want to live it because they think it must be very irksome, very difficult, and very miserable. And in fact, they're quite mistaken. What is it that you might say unites all of us, every human being? It is the fact that every single person seeks happiness. We all want to be happy. God put that craving in our heart. And everyone, what they do, how they live, is a result of their seeking happiness. We're always seeking happiness. The problem is, most people look for it in the wrong place. They think that the pleasures of the world will bring them happiness, or the pleasures of sense. They're looking for it in the wrong place. And what happens? They come up empty. They seek to enjoy the pleasures of the world. They give them a momentary, fleeting pleasure, but then they leave emptiness in their wake. They don't bring a satisfaction to the heart. So the pleasures of this world are superficial. They are skin deep. They are not satisfying to the heart. No, we all seek happiness, but the point is, we have to look for it in the right place. And the right place is in doing God's holy will, which means living His commandments, striving to work out our salvation, to look forward to heaven. And if we're doing that, our life is not unhappy, but our life is filled with happiness, with joy. Now, that doesn't mean that we never experience sorrow. It doesn't mean that we don't have our ups and downs. But even in those periods of sorrow, even during those trials, if we are living our Catholic faith, in our hearts, there is a peace, there is a tranquility. And what brings that peace is a good conscience. There is nothing that can replace a good conscience insofar as attaining peace of heart. When our conscience testifies, you're doing the right things, you're living the way God wants you to live, then we have a satisfaction, we have a peace that the world cannot give, nor does it even understand. So peace of heart is something we seek and God wants us to experience. And maybe this is why Holy Mother Church gives us this Sunday with this strong tone, this strong theme of joy, because we need to have it. And God wants us to obtain it even in this world. Of course, above all, we look for everlasting joy in heaven. But we should have it even in this life, even though it won't be perfect joy. It will be also a time of sorrows and trials, but there should be joy. One of the things we note if we read the lives of the saints is that they were joyful people. Saint Teresa said, as sort of a challenge, "Show me a sad saint," meaning you can't. You can't find a saint who was a sad person, who was a miserable person. The saints were joyful individuals. We also find that in Scripture. Look at the way the early Christians lived. If we read that book called the Acts of the Apostles, they were so filled with joy. Even the pagans recognized that. They said, look how they love one another. Look at how happy they are. And many pagans were converted simply by the example of the early Christians. We can even go back into the Old Testament. We read about the time about 170 years before the birth of Christ, thereabouts, that was called the time of the Maccabees. And these were men who rose up to defend their country and their laws against a pagan king who was trying to suppress the Jewish religion a couple centuries before Christ. And they fought battles. And what's interesting, it says in Holy Scripture, they fought the battles of the Lord with joy. Here they went out to fight, but they went out to battle with joy because they were fighting for their religion. They were fighting for their freedom to practice their faith. And so this note of joy is found in Scripture, it is found in the lives of the saints, and it is verified down through the centuries among all Catholics who have lived their faith and sought to do so the way God wanted them to live it. So then this brings a question to our minds, and that question is, do I have joy in my life? Do I have the joy of living my faith? And if we have to answer no, not completely, then we should make an examination of conscience. All right, what is it in my life that is preventing me from experiencing the joy that God wants me to have? And God wants us to have that joy to help us carry our cross, to help us work out our salvation, to live our Catholic faith. So then, again, the question is, what is it that's preventing us from having the joy we should? Is it attachment to the things of the world? Is it, once again, seeking joy where it cannot be found? Is it a violation of one of God's commandments? Because that certainly will bring an unsettled heart and therefore a lack of peace and a lack of joy. Is it perhaps harboring in your heart animosity or a lack of forgiveness towards someone else? All of these things will rob us of joy. So today would be a good day to examine ourselves on that question. Do I have the joy of heart that I can have and that God wants me to have? And if not, what is it that I need to change in order to achieve that joy? If you remember from your catechism, there is a lesson on the Holy Ghost, and we learn the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. But there's also another list called the 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost. And the 12 fruits are those works which are produced by one who is in the state of sanctifying grace, using the gifts of the Holy Ghost, living the Christian life. He or she will produce these fruits. And one of them is joy. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Ghost. It is a fruit, a result of living our Catholic faith. So let us remember, faithful traditional Catholics are not unhappy people. They're not miserable individuals. They are souls, individuals who are striving to live according to God's commandments and to do His holy will and to practice their faith. And they do experience trials and crosses, but their heart is filled with joy. And that is a joy which the world cannot give. It is a foretaste of our heavenly country, where we shall have unalloyed joy and everlasting joy. Let us seek it. Let us be sure to remove anything in our heart that is preventing us from having the joy that God wants us to experience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.